The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Very good, John. Cancer is a difficult subject, but that was very, very good. Excellent.
It was wonderful. I mean, they do such a great job there. I'm such advocates for them. As I said on the program, I'm not a big virtual person, but I was going there in person. And I will go back, and I help them as much as I can because I truly believe in what they're doing. Our next guest this morning, I met recently, and she really is, in my mind, a wonderful woman, a wonderful mother, a wonderful friend. But she is a speech pathologist, if I'm saying it correctly. Her name is Christine Pusateri. And you can correct me there again because I'm terrible with names. But the other day, Christine and I were talking, and we were talking about face masks. And there was an article in Newsday in reference to face masks. And I know Dan, the producer of this program, says it's very difficult when he's trying to edit the program if there's somebody with a face mask talking. You need to see it. And the conversation I want to have with Christine is from a grandparent. My wife wears the mask very often. And I'm like, what did you say? I don't know what you said. Imagine a 3 or 4 year old and the interaction. And so Christine is coming on just to share some ideas with us. And I want to thank you, Christine, first of all, for taking time out of your busy day. And I know you're going into a client appointment right after this, but I want you to discuss some ideas on how we can work around the masks. The masks are here to stay for quite a while longer in my mind. Good morning and thank you.
It's so nice to be here. I have to be honest, you're the highlight of my morning.
All right.
Because this morning is one of those days, but I'm very lucky to be a speech pathologist. For anybody who doesn't know what a speech pathologist does, is we support anybody from any stage of their life with areas of expressive language, receptive language. We also work on feeding and swallowing. We work on how people hear correctly and try to formulate a good tool for them to use. So that's why speech pathologists sort of fall into this realm of everybody's masks, everybody has a mask on. How do we make sure that we can communicate successfully? One of the things that I find a lot, it's really hard to judge expression too. So we have to talk about that when it comes to our kids. We're pretty lucky that I feel children are resilient and children have done amazing jobs within the school and home settings. But now as a person who has older parents, and they're trying to hear what the kids are saying, it's a lot harder. And there's a lot of features that we can address to help grandparents specifically hear better. So these are just the general rules if you have a hearing issue, that how you can support yourself within that experience. So my husband, who I love and adore, great guy, he will talk to me while he's washing the dishes. So background noise is really hard because
background noise is very hard.
Right. So now there is no background noise.
It's important for talking to somebody. Make sure it's minutes or decrease. Right. The background noise is huge, especially in my house. What we also try and do is encourage when you're talking to somebody that you're facing that person directly. Because of the facial, like, we have a mask on, we can't tell if you're making a joke.
Christine may not know.
So we have these little kids. What's wrong?
Your audio, you're cutting out a little bit.
Yeah, we're cutting in and out, unfortunately, with the audio. Audio, yeah.
And the video.
Is this any better?
Well, we can hear you now, but you're not moving. But that's fine, I think.
Hello?
Keep going.
All right, just tell me if there's another issue. I guess what we were talking about is when you wear a mask, it's really important that you face the person and that they're able to even gaze into your eyes and see what expression you're holding. Now, when you're dealing with small children, how to engage them while they're wearing a mask and you're wearing a mask? A lot of our kids have been wearing the mask now for over a year, and they've been really good about it. But sometimes it's really hard, and they need that mask break, that time to take it off. And you have to find a place that's safe for them to do it in the community. But we also have to recognize they still need to be safe around grandma and grandpa. One of the things that we encourage people to do is read storybooks with their grandchildren. Because not only do we have that shared vocabulary that we're trying to build up on, but when they're looking at the pictures of a picture book or another storybook, because I have parents who read books and grandparents who read books with their children, it increases their vocabulary. It increases all these features that we need to encourage in expressive language with the kids. If you're pointing to a picture and showing them a great picture, they could tell you a story about it. And then you have that experience of, you know what they're starting with. Because sometimes it's hard to understand what they're actually starting with. Like if they're talking about a trip to the zoo and they see a picture of an elephant, but they don't say,
Christine?
Bird, and they say, I love that.
That is going
to. Sounds up to the scare. Is it not coming through?
Yeah, it's the quality. It keeps cutting in and out.
Christine, I don't know if you can hear me.
Sorry, guys.
That's okay. It's not your problem, Christine. It just happens.
Christine, you talk about hearing, and I wear hearing aids, and you mentioned the difficulty for seniors to hear. I have 10 grandchildren, and it's not just grandchildren. It's a lot of people, and I work hard at getting the hearing aids to work correctly. But when people talk with a mask on, no matter where you are, it's much, much harder to decipher what they're saying and how to hear correctly. Like some of my grandchildren speak at a very, very rapid rate. You know, they're not little kids anymore. They're adult kids. They're always kids, yeah. Right? But, you know, the topic in general, I think, is very important. I think that the difficulty of communicating with masks, particularly with people who are seniors, who might have a hearing problem, or even with hearing aids, is very complicated. Specific example, yesterday, my wife and I, it was nothing serious, but we were in a Northwell urgent care, and the young lady behind the check-in desk, if you will, was talking, and if my wife weren't there, I would have had one heck of a time trying to figure out what she was saying, because when you can't see the mouth moving, it's much harder to figure out what's really going on. So the topic is hits home with me big time.
And I think also, so probably what you cue into more is lip reading as well. Right. And because the minute when we take off that mask, it's so much easier. And the only thing that really changed was that you're able to lip read a little bit. Sometimes when you're talking to somebody who's new to you, so the grandchildren are different, but when you're talking to somebody who's new to you, you have to make sure that they're like right at you, because I find the people behind those glass barricades, and that adds a problem too. Do you find that if you just tell them, oh, can you just repeat it slower? Do they just repeat it the same way?
A lot of times, yes, they just repeat it the same way. you know, they if you can hear, you don't get it. You know, if you can hear, you get it. You know, you understand. It's a struggle. You know, you're working at hearing what they're saying, and it can be very important, particularly like if you're in an urgent care place and somebody's trying to find out what the story is and you can't understand what they're saying. It's complicated for both sides, really. And you know, you can't make that other person speak. Some people don't speak that clearly as far as that goes, but I think it's very complicated.
I think it is. And I think sometimes what I do in that scenario would be, I'm like, oh, can you rephrase that question again and make them say it in a different way? Because also there's certain speech sounds that are higher pitch that because of your hearing aid, you might not be hearing as consistently. So and I would say that also to the grandchildren, if they're talking about their day and they, you know, you've already talked about Monday, but somehow they got to Friday because they're talking way too fast. You know, and I don't mean to make it sound like that. You know, I have kids too. And sometimes I'm like, wait, weren't we just talking about last week and now you're on next month? I don't understand.
Yeah.
But when we try to support them, the best way to say is like, can you tell me that from the beginning all over again? And then they stop and they're like, oh, I got it. I got to start a different way. Because if you stop them, then they're like, oh, yeah, I got to do that differently. But asking them to rephrase a question or start over is usually the best way. With younger kids, it's different.
Yeah, I tell them your baud rate is too fast. You know, your rate of transmission, slow down. And my one granddaughter actually is a social worker with Meals on Wheels. And I tell her, I said, you better talk a little slower when you're talking to what they call their clients, because they're not going to understand you. You know, you're just talking too fast. And she wears a mask on top of it when she's talking a lot of time. So it's a tough, you know, what you're trying to do there, I think, is very valuable. And I know that's only a very small part of what I think it's called the speech language pathologist.
It is.
Yes, which is you do a little more than just the speech part of it, I take it.
One of the big things I do actually work on is feeding with individuals. So then they're not wearing a mask. I'm wearing a mask and a barrier. And the bigger thing is we have to sort of describe how to chew or how to move things. We would usually model it, but we can't model it. So now we're in a different scenario where we're using puppets and green screens and all these other features to make sure that the individual understands what we're doing. There are certain masks that we do wear that were face shields that actually have something underneath that makes sure that we're not spreading or spitting or anything like that. But the problem with that is it causes amplification issues. So there are ways around it. I'll probably, you know, the face shield is called a Bearcat, and it really does work. But then I don't hear what they hear. Like, it doesn't sound the same. So there's a lot of pieces to that. As far as when kids are younger to when they're older, their rate of speech increases tremendously. So that's also part of it. But we have had a great opportunity in the schools to work with the kids, and they understand masks. They're getting there, but it's a hard thing in the community.
I think the one thing that we have to accept is it's a whole new realm that has come in here with the mask. I mean, there's things that people didn't even think about. And talking to Christine, she's brought it to my attention. What we're going to do is we're going to actually end this segment now, Christine, because it's going in and out too much.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault. You can't help it. But we want to have you back because this is too important for our listeners. And it's just the way the computers work, etc. So right now, I want to thank you so much for just touching the tip of the iceberg. Christine is definitely going to be back to us very soon. We'll make a plan and have you back on, and I want to thank you right now. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.